We persevere. We seek peace, and we pursue it, according to what is 1 Peter tells us. He must turn away from evil and do good and seek peace and pursue it to be spiritual. And then, this is a passage that should be familiar to you in the book of Ephesians. For this reason, I bend my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. What would he grant you according to the riches of his glory? To be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner self, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted, grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all of the saints what is the width and the length, the height, the depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to all the fullness of God. Now guess what comes? Now unto him who is able to do. Well, what? What is he able to do? Exceeding abundantly, that's the King James. Beyond what we ask or think. According to the power that works within us. What a marvelous gift. What a marvelous thing to have. And we know that that is done and is expressed through the church, through Christ, through us as his people. That glory comes that way. I hope in this that you see what God is doing for us, what he's given to us. He's given us this great opportunity to be a spiritual person. We have access to it. All we have to do is put it to use so that we can be encouraged. Well, I love you, but I'm about to run out of steam, and I'm going to leave it right there. I hope there's something's been said that encourages your life, your individual spiritual life, and whenever we come together, we always offer to you the opportunity to respond. Remember, you're the Lord, I'm your servant, and I have done all these things according to your word. I don't know where you are in your life. Maybe today's the day you can get those things straightened out. I want to encourage you to respond to the Lord. If you are not in him, you're missing out on the power of the Spirit to understand the wisdom of God. Those are not my words. Those are his words.